This is episode number 208 with me, Lewis Howes, doing a Q&A, making it great. Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin. Welcome everyone to the episode today. This is episode number 208. We're making it great. Doing a Q&A today because I did one of these last week and I got an incredible response from people. You guys said, hey, I have more questions. Please do another one of these. And I got some great questions when I asked you guys what you are interested in learning about. And I've also been doing more on Periscope where I'm answering some shorter questions. You know, I don't really get to dive in deep there on Periscope, but follow me on Periscope at Lewis Howes. I'm doing that on a regular basis now over there. But I wanted to go dive a little deeper here.
I don't know about you, but when around 3 p.m. hits, I find myself craving the right refreshment to get me through that mid-afternoon slump. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea is full-flavored sweet tea, but without the sugar and the calories. It might take several bottles for you to believe that a delicious sweet tea can really have zero sugar and zero calories. But you know what they say, life is full of surprises. Or in this case, full of flavor. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea. Try it to believe it. For 20% off your next 12 pack, head to Amazon and use promo code 20PureLeaf. That's promo code 20PureLeaf for 20% off.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Okay, quick math. The less your business depends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/greatness. NetSuite.com/greatness. Again, head to NetSuite.com/greatness.
But here are the questions, and I'm taking these from the top that I'm seeing here. Jay asks, I'm a big fan of your podcast since the beginning. This is Jay Panna. I think your last name is Panna. I'm a big fan of your podcast since the beginning, so I wanted to ask how the idea of having a podcast came to your mind. Which other platforms you considered and why you think it is so successful now. It's interesting. I was just telling someone this today. I met someone on the street who is a listener here in New York City who was asking me about this. And he said, hey, are you Lewis Howes, School of Greatness? I was just listening to you today. And I was like, man, it means a lot to me. Gave him a big hug and I thanked him for that. So I appreciate it. He and another guy who recognized me from the show as well asked me this question. He said, why did you start the podcast? And I will tell you, it's actually kind of funny. I moved to 3 years ago, about around this time, 3 years ago, I moved to Los Angeles from New York City. And I moved for a girl that I was in a relationship with and, you know, went out there and tried to make it work and it didn't work. But when I was out there, I had just sold my company to my business partner at the time. I was kind of going through a transition. I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do next, how I wanted to reinvent myself from just talking about kind of LinkedIn and social media products that I had in my business to what is the essence of what I want to put out there. And I realized that I wanted to create inspiring, motivating, actionable content for people to get inspired and take action in their life and give them the tools and resources to make their dreams a reality. And I was asking a few friends, I was asking my buddy Derek Halpern and Pat Flynn from Smart Passive Income and a few others. I was like, you know, what are you guys doing right now that is bringing in the most traffic, the most leads, and you're just kind of surprised with how it's working so well in your business from all the things you do, from the blogging, the ebooks, the products, everything that you do. And I remember Derek and Pat Flynn specifically said, man, my podcast, it's really taking off. And this was 2012. Yeah, 2012. Is that right? No, 2013. Excuse me. End of 2012 is when I asked this question. So I was like, really? And as I was in LA, I was driving around LA a lot. And it was, for anyone who lives in LA or who visits LA, you know how miserable it is driving in the car if you have nothing else to do. And the wait time and the commute times just to go 3 miles, it takes 45 minutes. It's annoying. And I said, interesting. You know, all these people need more inspiring content when they're miserable in cars or they're just frustrated and the music is on the radio is not inspiring them anymore. And I said, I think I could, you know, do this podcast thing. I think if these guys can do it, then I could probably do it as well. It can't be that challenging. And I already had a lot of great influencer friends and relationships with, you know, inspiring people around the world. I said, I think I could do something different than everyone else is doing and really make an impact and make a splash. But I had no clue how it was going to do from the beginning. I was like, this might take a couple of years to build up. And within the first couple of months, it really resonated with people. And iTunes emailed me within, I think, the first 90 days. Might have been even sooner. They emailed me and said, we love what you're doing. Can you please send us a graphic so we can feature you on the homepage? And I was blown away at that point. I was like, wow, okay, this is something interesting. And, you know, at the time, I think there were about 250,000 podcasts online. And they were reaching out to me to be featured on the top of the iTunes page. And I was like, interesting. Okay. So I realized that there was something happening here. And with people wanting to listen to content on demand and not have to listen to commercials, and with smartphones having more access to podcasting platforms and podcasting being more in the news, it took off. I think a lot of it was timing. I also, to answer the question why I think it's so successful now, I think a lot of it was timing that I got in at a good time 2.5 years ago. And I've been consistent. I think that's been the key, because I have a couple friends who launched podcasts that were really successful, then stopped. And now they've got to catch back up. So I did one episode a week for the first year. Then the second year, people were asking for more. So I said, okay, I can do 2 a week, but that's a lot. And I did 2 a week for the second year. And now I'm on the third year and I'm doing 3 episodes a week. And two kind of more full episodes on Mondays and Wednesdays. And on Fridays, I'm doing like a little 5 to 10 minute inspiration to get people into the weekend excited for what's happening in their lives. And thank you guys for the great responses for that. So I think that's one of the reasons why it's been successful. Also because I believe I've gotten a caliber of guest on the show that I really screen my guests and bring on people that don't do the podcast rounds. Now, sometimes they do, but typically I try to find people who aren't doing podcasts all the time, who aren't just saying the same thing all the time, and even people that don't even do interviews that much in the mainstream media. I'm really looking for those inspiring influencers on all walks of life that are doing incredible things that can inspire all of you. And so that's why I think it's successful. Other platforms I considered, Jay asked as well, I considered doing a YouTube show. You know, my friend Marie Forleo, she has done an incredible job with her Marie TV, and she's been doing, I think, like 4 or 5 years now consistently every week, and it's just crushed. So I considered doing that, and I've been doing more video, and the YouTube subscriber count is growing, and the views are growing, and people are loving that. I just haven't been as consistent with that. It's just a lot more energy and work and money and investment into that. But hopefully that answers your question, Jay. Thanks for letting me share, and hopefully you guys are inspired by that. But the consistency, the quality of guests over time, and my hustle, getting it out there. You know, I'm constantly hustling every day to promote it. And I think a lot of people just want to launch it and they just ask people to share it for them, but they're not doing the work to really get creative to get people to promote it and to promote it themselves. Paul asks, how do you balance wanting to grow and achieve more with being grateful for the success you have already achieved? Already reached. Sorry. Paul Jackson asked that question. How do I balance wanting to grow and achieve more with being grateful for the success I've already achieved? I think they go hand in hand. So it's not really a balance for me. It's a consistent gratitude. I'm constantly grateful for every day and every success I achieve and every setback. You know, I look at my quote unquote failures as feedback, and that feedback is actually what's considered, you know, dark matter, or what's considered uncertainty that happens to us, that we build upon these foundation blocks of dark matter of failures. It's actually foundation that we're building upon to then be successful and achieve success on top of that. And if we were just successful at everything we do, life would not be that interesting. It would actually be pretty boring. If everything we did, we achieved the first time we tried it. You know, if we're like, I want to be an NFL player when I'm 10 years old, and I did it the next day, and everything I did didn't take any time, didn't take any hard work, never had any setbacks, it wouldn't really be that fulfilling. So I look at it as gratitude in everything that happens. You know, the failures, the emotional pain that I go through, the emotional stress, the uncertainty, all those things, I look at it as things I'm grateful for. In the moment, not always am I grateful for it. I'm actually, you know, sometimes really set back for a couple months, and I'm frustrated and I'm angry and I'm kind of just like in the moment of the frustration. But I always look back on it and say, yep, I needed that lesson. And that's what helped me get to where I am now. So I'm constantly growing to achieve more, but I'm always being grateful for everything I have. And I think because I express gratitude so much and I believe in gratitude and I am grateful, I firmly believe that's what allows me to continue to grow as fast as I do. And it's because of that gratitude. If I wasn't grateful, then I'd just be selfish. So that's my come from. So thanks for the question, Paul. Penny said, how do you stay focused on a daily basis? It's a great question. And I'll tell you, I don't stay focused on a daily basis. Some days I do literally nothing. Like my good friend, Matt, who started working with me, about 3 or 4 months ago, I was just feeling like overwhelmed from some things that were happening in my personal life emotionally that I was struggling with my business, with my team. My team was going through a lot of different emotional challenges. It seemed like we were all kind of going through some emotional challenges in different ways in our lives. And I felt like I had all this weight on my shoulders, and I was carrying the burden and the energy of my entire team. And I felt like I couldn't get anything done. You know, first off, I was out of it emotionally myself. And then my team was struggling here and there, and I felt like I couldn't solve their problems and I couldn't be there for them. And my buddy Matt said, you know what, I just want to let you sit around and do nothing today. Like, you just need to like sulk and, you know, kind of be depressed today. He was like, just allow yourself to just lay there and watch TV and do nothing, and just, you know, don't beat yourself up for feeling depressed, just be it. And I said, okay, thanks, man. So you know, I think that I do my best to stay focused on a daily basis, but if I'm not staying focused, I allow it to happen every now and then. But if it's like a constant thing, like 3 days in a row where I'm not doing focused at all, then I'll snap out of it. And really what I do is I focus on my vision, and my vision is my why. And I think, Shanae, when we have a powerful why, when we have a powerful vision, that it doesn't matter what happens to us. It doesn't matter the adversity. It doesn't matter how we're feeling that day. It doesn't matter what someone says to us, if we have haters, if everything breaks in our business. If we are so passionate about our vision, if we're so passionate about our purpose and our mission and what we were born to do, then we will find a way to stay focused because we're so committed to our vision. So find a vision and a passion that you believe in so strongly that it doesn't matter what life throws at you, you will stay focused because you want to achieve that vision and you want to make it happen. And that's what I would say, Shanae, is what I do and what you should consider as well. Okay, Nikki Swindle says, as a multi-passionate entrepreneur, I frequently find it hard to narrow down and really focus on one thing. I have so many things I love to do. What would you or your advice be to help a multi-passionate entrepreneur succeed without feeling like they're pigeonholed in just doing one thing, spreading themselves too thin? Nikki Swindle, this is a great question. And what I'm about to say may not be the right answer for you. And I think you got to think about what works for you. And I'm going to say what works for me, because a lot of people will say, you just got to have narrow focus. You got to focus on one thing and master that thing and just put all of your energy into that. And in some ways, I firmly believe that and agree with it. I think if I was trying to be a professional football player when I was 22, 23 years old, and I was trying to be a professional in two other sports at the same time, I probably wouldn't be as good at any one of those sports. And I probably would have been more average on all three than great at one of them. So in some sense, you really want to find that one thing that is your bread and butter. And this is what I do. I have one or two things that are really my bread and butter, my moneymaker, the thing that is selling like crazy, the thing that I've built that's running, that works, that I know when I put energy into it, it brings in money, it gets results from my customers, my students, and it builds my audience, and it brings in results and value for everyone. So you got to find your bread and butter first. Then when you have that, you've got to build the team around it so that you can go on to the next thing. And I think this is where some of us entrepreneurs get caught up. We do something that works, and then we go on to the next thing, and we forget about the thing that works because we're like, okay, I'm off to the next thing. But what you got to really consider is, okay, if I'm going to be a one-man band or one-woman band, then I got to stick to my bread and butter because that's what's going to bring in the bacon for mama. You know what I'm saying, Nikki? But when you scale that and when you can make your bread and butter something that your team can spread for you, then you can let them grow that, and then you can go on to the next thing. Or you can have your hand in both of them a little bit, but you've got other team members adding value to that bread and butter thing, that business that you're running, so that you can start doing some other things on the side and still have your creative juices flowing. So with me, Nikki, I've got my team that, you know, and we automate and really manage a lot of things as a unit, as a team. And it's not just me anymore like it used to be years ago. I used to just try to do it all on my own, and then I wasn't sleeping, and I was getting overweight and exhausted because I was trying to do it all by myself. But by having a team allows me to really be a multi-passionate entrepreneur and succeed without feeling like I'm pigeonholed to one thing or spreading myself too thin. So hopefully that answers your question, Nikki. Thank you for asking it. Here we go. The next question. Rosalie Gasparian says, hey, Lewis, thank you for all your episodes of The School of Greatness. It's a very powerful thing. Thanks to your podcast, I'm not only inspired, enjoying it, but I'm improving my English. Awesome. Thanks. I'm not sure where you're from, but thank you. My question is, what is your daily routine? Man, it's a great question. I get this a lot, actually. Rosalie, thank you for the question. I will share with you my morning routine and my evening routine. This is the intention that I try to go into to create. Now, some days it doesn't happen, but if it was my ideal morning and evening routine, when everything worked well and I wasn't traveling and, you know, I didn't have late night meetings sometimes, then this is what I would do. I would get up at 7:30. I would meditate for 12 to 13 minutes with my guided meditation right away. I would go work out after that. Whatever the workout may be, it doesn't matter for me. I just need to move and start sweating and get my heart rate up and move, because that allows me to clear out anything and get really prepared for the day. This is just what I do. Then I come back and I'll stretch. I'll have a green juice or a green smoothie, sometimes both. Then I will shower, brush my teeth, and get ready for the day that way. So I'm really just kind of, and I make my bed every morning. That's something I really intend to do every morning. And that's the process of the morning. The day is very different, but a lot of it coincides with, it depends with what we're launching, the products that I have, a book that I have coming out soon. But really, it's working with my team. It's meeting people. It's connecting with friends who are in business, I'm in business with. It's building relationships. It's creating content, doing the podcast, writing content, speaking, things like that. And then at night, it's really about, for me, if I didn't work out in the morning, I work out at night. I play, I try to do something, play frisbee, play basketball, play, get my mind off the day. Because when I'm active in a sport, I have to be in that zone and I can't think about anything else. I can't think about business because then I'll lose the game. So I need to be competitive and do something where I'm active. And then at night, I try to wind down and journal and go to bed. But I usually meditate in that as well with a 12 or 13 minute guided meditation. So that's my daily routine. Every day is different though. And I think if it was always the same, then it would get boring as well. And this is the final question for today. I will leave you guys with. This is from Rob Bassler. Rob says, among all of your accomplishments, which makes you most proud so far? What do you consider to be your greatest strength as an entrepreneur, greatest weakness? Tell you what, Rob, I am very, you know, I'm not trying to do this, say this to be self, to sound selfish or egotistical, but I'm very proud of a lot of the things I do because I put so much passion and focus and sacrifice into my vision. And I know a lot of you listening who have big dreams and goals can resonate with that because you put so much energy into something you want to achieve and you want to create and give back to the world. So for me, I'm very proud of everything I've achieved because a lot of the things I achieved, I at one point didn't know if it was possible to achieve. And at one point it seemed like it was so far away. It was so unlikely that I could achieve it that I put all of my heart and passion and energy into it over years, sometimes over 10, 15 years to achieve something. And then I finally achieved it. And that's how I've lived my life is dedicating my energy to my passion and to my dreams. And that's why I feel so proud of so many of them. I will list the top three that come to mind right now. The first one is being a two-sport All-American. For me as a, you know, 5 to 7 year old, that's what I dreamed of was being a collegiate All-American. And I did it in two sports. So I'll name that as one. The second one is representing my country. I think for me, I've always been proud to be born in the United States of America. I'm very proud of my country, of the freedom and the privileges. You know, I know that I'm already blessed to live in this country. I've traveled the world a lot. And, you know, I could have been born in a third world country and not have had the opportunities. So for me to make the USA national handball team, the men's national team, play with my country, wear USA across my chest and represent my country around the world. For me, that is one of the greatest gifts that I've received and been able to give as well, because I'm so grateful for the opportunities I've had to be.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you want the best, you have to act quickly. or someone else will get it instead. Like when you're trying to buy tickets for the best seat at your favorite team's big game, or when you're hiring for your business and you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. With ZipRecruiter, you can find qualified candidates fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. And I believe finding the right team member is one of the most important steps in setting up my company for success. We like to ensure our new hires will be a good fit before they're even on the team. So I am grateful that I have ZipRecruiter's help when we want to grow the team fast. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
An American. And to be born here, I just feel so blessed. And I've given so much sacrifice of my time and my body. I've been injured multiple times over the last 5 years playing with the team and training that, it's been a lot of hard work. And it's been a lot of hard work at an age that people say I shouldn't be playing anymore. And so I'm very proud to be able to show myself that I can achieve that dream. And then the third thing I would say is, I'm proud of my family. I'm proud of, sometimes I wish I was a better brother and a better son. And I try to do my best in all I can. And I, some of my siblings and my mom works for me part-time, and that hopefully will be full-time soon. One of my sisters works for me. One of my other sisters is going to be working with me here soon as well. And my brother, hopefully he'll be working with me, or I'm going to create a project where we can work together sometime. So for me, I really love that I'm able to give back to my family. And my dad, I pay for his physical therapy. He got in an accident 10 years ago and he's still recovering. And, so I'm able to pay for his training, for a personal trainer to come in and work on him twice a week. So for me, I'm very proud that I'm proud of my family. I'm proud of my family for raising me to be the man that I've become, which I'm definitely not perfect. And, I definitely don't have it all figured out. And I know that I make a lot of mistakes still. And, I don't please everyone and I don't make everyone happy in every area of my life, but I try to do my best, and they've raised me to give my best. And I'm trying to work on that every single day. I'm working on being my best and giving my heart to the world, to the people around me. And following my truth and following who I am and what I believe and going after it. And sometimes who I am and what I believe and what I do, what I want to do, other people don't agree with or they don't believe in as well. Whether it be my followers or friends or people in relationships, they don't see eye to eye with me. And that creates conflict. And for me, I'm just proud of my family for stepping up in the way they have with all the adversity that they've gone through. Man, we've gone through a lot together and individually, and I'm just so proud of them, and I'm proud to be their brother and son. And I feel grateful to be in the family that I'm in. So that, my friends, is my Q&A. I hope you guys enjoyed this. Thank you all for those questions. And if you enjoyed this, then please share this on Twitter and Facebook with your friends. It's lewishouse.com/208. And if you want me to do more of these, tweet at me at Lewis Howes and let me know. Say, hey, Lewis, love the Q&A. Would love for you to do more of these. Thank you, guys. These are a lot of fun for me to do. And I'm going to be doing more solo rounds because I know I'm getting feedback from people saying, hey, we want to hear more content from you on your business and really diving in deeper on some of these things. So I'm going to be doing more solo rounds. So shout out to some of the people from back in the last couple of years who've heard me on the solo rounds. Those are some of the most popular episodes, actually. I'm going to be doing more of those. I will do more Q&As if you guys like this format as well, because it's fun for me to really kind of reminisce on all these ideas and share it openly with you here in a longer format. So if you want more of these, tweet me at Lewis Howes, say you liked the Q&As. And that is it, guys. I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you all so much who come up to me and say hi in the streets and say you listen to the show. Please make sure to scream at me if I'm down the street and you see me, just say, hey, Lewis, come up and tap me on the shoulder and say, hey, let me know which episode you enjoy the most. Give me a hug. If I don't give you a hug, force me to give you one. And because I really want to give you one, it means a lot to me. And I'm just so grateful for all of you for listening and for sharing and constantly supporting the show. So you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I've learned the hard way that constantly holding on to your emotions and repeatedly choosing to not talk about your feelings will only make you feel worse and worse. And up until about 10 or 11 years ago, I was afraid to talk about my trauma that I experienced. And I know we all carry around different stressors, big and small. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to fit your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Lewis today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/L-E-W-I-S.